Taxi! Taxi!
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi, dear. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. Maybe driving a cab ain't your idea of the ideal job. But I'll tell you one thing. It is better than being in the U.S. Army. And if you don't believe me, you ask my buddy Red. Because he has been in the Army. Yeah, that's right. And it wasn't so long ago. Red gets drafted. You heard me, drafted. It started one Sunday morning. Red and me are sitting in our apartment. On account of the weather, it's just beginning to get a little bit on the chilly side. Not cold enough to do damage to a brass monkey, but cold enough. Anyway, we are sitting there reading the Sunday papers. Well, at least me, I am reading the Sunday papers. Red is looking at the funnies, the comic strips. The radio's playing softly in the background. And it looked like it's going to be a nice, quiet day when the phone rings. I turns off the radio, and I answers it. It is my broad, Myrtle.
Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Myrtle. You having a lie-in this morning?
Yeah. I just got up half an hour ago. Say, I was thinking.
Yeah?
How about taking a drive out in the country?
Myrtle, you gotta be kidding. 8 days a week I drive a hack, and on my day off, you want to go into the country?
Yeah? Well, listen. Maybe you drive all week, but not me. I'm stuck in that office answering that radio phone and putting logs like you onto fares. When do I get out?
Listen, honey, all that fresh air is bad for your lungs. What do you want with the country?
Look, don't give me a hard time. Just tell me. Are we going? Yes or no?
No.
Stop beating about the bush. Give me a direct answer.
No.
Chuck Edwards, you have no consideration. My mother warned me about you. She said, Chuck Edwards, you'll regret the day you ever met that bum. And she was right.
Now listen, Michael. You see, the thing is, I got something special I have to do today. It's a kind of surprise for you.
Michael!
Hello, Michael! Ah, that dame. She drives me mad. She always rings off just as I think of the perfect comeback.
What are you going to do this afternoon, Chuck?
Oh, me? Nothing, Red. A quiet day at home. That's what the doctor ordered for the day.
You sick or something?
Ah, Red, that was a figure of speech.
A figure of what?
Speech! Speech!
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, ask not what you can do for America.
No, Red.
Ask rather America do for you.
No, Red, don't ruin the day. Just shut up, will you?
Okay. I'll get it.
Mr. Kowalski?
No, you got the wrong apartment. There's just my buddy and me here. His name's Edwards.
Yeah, well, just funny. I got a registered letter for Kowalski, this address.
Sorry, wrong address.
Who did he want?
Some guy called Kowalski.
Well, that's you, you big ape.
It is?
Are you Kowalski?
Just a minute. I live at 1430 Brabham Towers. My phone number is Brabham 401912. My name is Red Kowalski. Yeah, what do you know? My name is Kowalski. Gee, I forgot.
Sign here, please.
What do I sign?
Your name. Sign your name.
Okay.
Huh. That's Kowalski?
Sure. What'd you think it was?
That's Kowalski?
So what was he laughing at already? What's funny about Kowalski?
Nothing, Red, but the way you write it, it looks like a Japanese curse. I don't blame the guy. So what's the registered letter?
I ain't opened it yet.
Well, come on, open it.
Okay.
Well, come on, Red, what does it say?
You read it, Chuck.
Okay, give us it here. Well.
What's funny? Why are you laughing, Chuck?
Hey, Red, how old are you?
Me? I'm 32. Why?
Not according to this, you ain't. This is from the Army, the draft board. And according to them, you just turned 18. Red, you've been drafted. Yeah, that's right. Red is drafted. Ah, you know how it is in these government departments. They is always making mistakes like that. But the letter says, as plain as the nose on Red's face, that he has just turned 18 and is expected to report for final medical examination and subsequent military training. Well, after I finish laughing, I makes a couple of phone calls on behalf of the poor lug. It looks like until the mess is cleared up, he just has to play along. So, 2 days later, he goes for his physical examination. And I goes along to act as interpreter, which I am sure he is going to need.
Next, Kowalski.
Get Strip Kowalski through there.
Jump
to it. You're in the Army now.
Already? I don't even know yet if I like it.
Go on, Red. Go through there. I'll have a word with the sergeant.
Okay. But what for are we getting stripped? The Army's saving on uniforms?
Now, look, Sergeant. You see, there seems
to... Yeah, you to be examined. Get stripped through there.
No. You see, I just came along with my buddy. I guess there's been some mistake.
The Army never makes mistakes. Next!
Johnson.
Okay, Johnson. Through there. Get stripped.
Johnson? If they can do that to the president, what chances poor Red got? Well, I wait. It seems like I won't get no satisfaction out of the top sergeant on duty. About 5 minutes later, Red comes marching through with a towel around his waist. I follows him through to the doctor.
All right. Name, please.
Now, look, Doc, before we go any further, just let
me... Are you a draftee?
No, Doc, you see, but my buddy here, he got his calling up.
And then what are you doing here?
Well, there must have been some mix-up somewhere along the line. And I thought, well, maybe I could help to sort it out, huh?
What kind of mix-up?
Well, you see, Doc, somebody's under the impression that Red here is only 18.
So?
So he's 32.
Have you got your birth certificate?
My what?
Birth certificate. A piece of paper certifying the date on which you were born.
No, I ain't. I never needed that before. Up to now, everybody's taken my word I was born.
Then how do you intend proving that you're not 18?
Come again? You lost me.
Oh, Doc, just look at him. You can see he's older than 18.
Physical appearances are often very deceptive. I wouldn't necessarily conclude that this man is over 18.
What's he talking about, Chuck?
Red, he don't believe you're over 18.
But he's got to believe me. I don't want to go into the Army.
Why not?
I like the Navy better.
All right. Well, let's have a look at you. Breathe in.
Now, listen, Doc, the whole thing's a mistake. Like, my buddy is 32, and a couple of days back, he gets this in the post. Here you are.
Is this his name?
Well, yeah, that's him, all right. It's the right name and the right address. But it says here that he's just passed his 18th birthday. There's some mistake, you see, Doc. Nah, he's too old to go into the Army.
Well, the Army still has active soldiers on the payroll when they're 50.
Yeah, maybe, but those guys, they make a career out of being soldiers. But my buddy's got a career. He's a cabbie. Now, look, Doc, where can I find out about this whole thing?
Well, like everybody else in this man's army, I just obey orders. There's nothing I can do.
Hey, Doc, what's the matter with him? He's going purple.
Yes, he is. That's strange. Does he suffer from any disease of the circulation?
No, not that I know of. Hey, Doc, look at his eyes. They're popping out of his head.
Any history of pituitary deficiency?
Hey, I don't know what you mean by that, but the big lug's never been ill in his life.
Most peculiar. Are you feeling all right, my lad?
He's shaking his head. Why don't he talk? Ray, what's the matter with you?
Speak up, soldier. What's wrong?
You told me to hold my breath.
Good heavens. Oh, nothing wrong with your respiratory system. What childhood diseases have you had?
My brother.
Come. That's not a disease.
You don't know my brother.
All right. Read the next line.
B-G-H-C.
Carry on as far down the card as you can read.
A-D-F-Q-M-N. Printed in the state of New York by Acme Printing Works. Gee.
Now, my men, I am the psychiatrist here. I just want you to lie back on that couch and relax.
Gee, thanks.
Well, you are nice and comfortable, huh?
Yeah, this is very comfortable couch. Why is it so comfortable? A guy could go to sleep here.
Well, you see, it has to be comfortable so that the patient can relax and tell me all his troubles.
You mean to say guys come in here all the time and just tell you their troubles?
That's right.
All day long, just listening to other people's troubles?
That's right, all day long.
And one after another, guys come in here and tell you their troubles?
One after the other, all day long, other people's troubles.
Gee, that's terrible. Go on.
Where was I?
You were telling me how terrible you feel listening to other people's troubles.
That's right. It wouldn't be so bad, except that I am such a soft-hearted person. Sometimes it upsets me. It really upsets me. Nothing but troubles from morning to night. And then I go home and more troubles.
Tell me about your home life.
Well, I think the first trouble started when I realized I was falling in love with my car.
Uh-huh. What year is it?
This year.
Oh, it's very young still, huh?
That's right. And that bothers me, too.
Listen, I'll tell you what. You come and stretch out over here, and I'll sit over there, and you tell me all about it.
Guys and dolls, I want to tell you, by the time Red comes through that examination, I am tired already of trying to explain to everybody that he shouldn't be there in the first place. Finally, we comes back to the sergeant we started with. Now listen, Sergeant, look, can I find nobody to listen to what I'm trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to tell you it's all a big mistake. My buddy shouldn't be here.
No?
No.
Well, I got news for you. He's the finest physical specimen we've had through here in a long time. He's passed A1.
What are you saying?
I'm saying, well done, Private. You're in the Army now.
Yeah, guys and dolls. That sergeant, he wasn't kidding. Red was in the Army. And for the life of me, I didn't know how I was going to get him out. I talked it over with Myrtle.
What do you mean, in the Army?
You heard.
I wonder how much the communists paid to arrange that. This is the worst thing that's happened to us since Pearl Harbor.
You can say that again, honey. But what do I do about arranging for him to get out? I mean, after all, the whole thing's a big mistake.
It's worse than that. It's sabotage. Hey, why don't you go down and see somebody?
You think that might help?
I don't know. It can't do no harm.
Yeah, Michael, maybe you're right. Oh, gee, I wonder how the big lug's getting on at that infantry training camp.
Dear Chuck, I hope this letter finds you as it leaves me in the guardhouse. This is the fifth time I've been in the guardhouse. I have been here 5 days now, and everything is fine. Except that I wish that sergeant would make up his mind, which is why I am in the guardhouse. You see, we was drilling the other day, and the sergeant was shouting out orders. Well, you know how easy I get confused. And this guy didn't help none, the way he was carrying on.
Detail left turn! Detail right turn! Detail about turn! About turn!
Hey, will you make up your mind? This is making me dizzy already.
Halt! Kowalski, front and center. Kowalski!
Oh, you mean me? Gee, everybody calls me Red. Why don't you call me Red?
By the time I am finished with you, Kowalski, you won't know what your name is. You won't even know what day of the week it is. You know what I'm going to do with you? I'm going to see that you are put in the guardhouse.
So here I am again. I will be out of here tomorrow, and I am going to see the commanding officer. He is the guy in charge. I don't think it is good for these young guys having a guy for a sergeant who can't make up his mind. Tomorrow, when I get out of the guardhouse, the first thing I'm going to do is speak to that commanding officer. Yours, Red. Dear Chuck, I hope this finds you as it leaves me at present, in the guardhouse again. This is the sixth time I have been in the guardhouse. This commanding officer didn't appreciate me telling him that the sergeant couldn't make up his mind. You wouldn't believe the way these guys stick together. And there ain't even a trade union for the privates. I have been here 6 days and everything is fine. Except I don't know why they called you private. I never was so public in my whole life. You will be pleased to know that I am in line for a promotion. The sergeant says if I go on like I am, it won't be long before I am a court-martial. Yours in anticipation, Court-Martial Kowalski, your old pal Red.
Yeah, poor old Red. In the meantime, I am doing all I can to get things sorted out. City Hall don't help much. But then I gets under the Army Department. And they sends me from one to the other until at last I comes up against a young captain. And since this young captain is abroad, a whack, I don't mind coming up against her in the slightest.
Now, Mr. Edwards, what seems to be the problem?
Well, you see, ma'am, Captain, it's my buddy, you see. He got drafted by mistake. You see, he's 32, not 18.
Name?
Oh, yeah. My name's Chuck Edwards. Oh, no, sorry. Kowalski. Here's the draft paper he received.
Hmm. Yes, I see. Are you sure he didn't volunteer?
Oh, yeah, sure, I'm sure. Even Red couldn't be that stupid.
Well, as long as he didn't volunteer, all you have to do is provide proof of his birth.
Oh, yeah, his birth certificate. Now, how would I do that?
Well, if you don't have his birth certificate, then you can write for a duplicate to the census office in Washington. Quote his social security number.
And how long will that take, do you reckon?
It's difficult to say. You know how it is with the civil service.
Well, I writes off to Washington and I waits. And the days go by, the weeks go by, and still Red is in the Army. One thing I will say about the big cheese, though, he keeps on writing to me.
Dear Chuck, I hope this finds you as it leaves me at present. This time, not in the guardhouse. I have not been in the guardhouse for nearly a whole week now. Tonight, I am going into town with a few of the boys to celebrate not being in the guardhouse. Some of these guys are real nice guys. Say thanks to Myrtle for the tent she knitted me. I use it as a sweater. It sure keeps your knees warm when you're on guard duty. Your pal, Red. Chuck, going into town to celebrate wasn't such a good idea after all. Did you know the Army has its own private police force? I didn't. They call them MPs. But I soon found out. Not that I really mind being back in the guardhouse, except that now it is getting that I feel strange when I'm not in the guardhouse. Your pal, Red.
And who knows how long things would have gone on like that if it hadn't been for what happened when Red was on guard duty. Red's been in the Army a couple of months now, and he is spending more and more time out of the guardhouse. So maybe he's getting the hang of things, I think. Anyway, one night as it happens, Red is on guard duty. They are guarding a new guided missile base, and Red's trying to keep watch. He's just coming up for nearly over.
This is stupid. Who do they think is going to try and steal this place? Solid concrete. Even if they did steal it, how would they get it back to Russia? What's the time? Soon be off duty. The April showers may come your way. The April showers may come.
What Red didn't know was that the general, no less, was going to do a surprise inspection that night.
May come your way. The April showers may come your way.
Halt! Who goes there?
All right, soldier, this is General Creedy.
Yeah? A general, huh?
That's right.
Says who?
I'm undertaking a surprise inspection.
Advance and be recognized.
Well?
Well what?
Well, am I recognized?
I ain't never seen you in my life before. You better come with me to the guardhouse.
What are you talking about, man? I'm General Creedy. Here are my credentials.
Take your hand out of there. I'll plug you, so help me.
No, no. Good heavens, man. This is ridiculous.
Listen, I got my orders. I am to stop anyone going through here.
But I am General Creedy. Get out of my way.
Just to warn you. The next one will be lower.
By thunder, I don't know who you are, soldier, but I'll bust you right down to Private Third Class.
I am Private Third Class.
Hold on, let's stop this nonsense and let me pass.
I'm taking you to the guardhouse. Come on, by the right, quick, march.
By Judas Priest.
March. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Okay, through here, you spy.
Attention! General Creedy, sir.
Just tell this man who I am, will you?
This guy is a spy. He tried to shoot me back there. He reached for a gun.
He's talking nonsense. I was going to show him my credentials.
Put that gun down, Kowalski. This is a general.
I don't believe it. My orders was to stop anyone coming through. This guy's a spy.
No.
Don't make a bigger fool of yourself than you already have.
You listen
now,
to
quiet,
me.
You dirty spy.
Now, look, I am prepared to forget this whole business. I like to see a man who's on the qui vive.
Don't you swear at me.
No,
Kowalski, for Pete's sake.
This guy's a spy.
Sergeant Hanover.
Sergeant, be doubly prepared tonight. We have reason to believe that a spy will attempt to get through to the launching pad.
Yes, sir. My men are on the alert.
Who is this speaking?
This is General Creedy, Sergeant. Good night.
Mum, if you could buy a big, big roll of towel without paying more, you would, wouldn't you? Then buy Carlton. Carlton towels give you 28% more roll of towel at no extra cost. Remember the name, Carlton.
Have you tested the new one? That's Belmont. Belmont, the cigarette with the taste that belongs to the world's great tobaccos. The taste that comes from the choice of South Africa's crop and Rhodesian Burley, toasted together to give you a whole new world of rich, full flavor. Belmont. Belmont, the toasted filter cigarette that belongs to your kind of world, the world of today. The taste of today is Belmont.
Yeah, guys and dolls, how about that, huh? Well, of course, when the sergeant hears the voice at the other end of the phone of the real General Creedy, he checks on this guy Redder's brought in. And would you believe it? The guy is a spy. A double of the real general. And Redder's nabbed him. Of course, the newspapers make such a big deal of it. And what with all the hoo-ha, it finally comes out that Redder's in the army by mistake in the first place. And so they gives him an honorable discharge. I am waiting at the station to meet the big lug when he comes back to civilian life again. Hey, Red! Red, over here! Come on!
Gee, Chuck! Hey, good to see you.
Well, Red boy, how's it feel to be out the army, huh, Private?
Who are you calling Private? They promoted me before they found out I shouldn't be in the army at all.
Yeah?
Yeah, they made me a sergeant.
No kidding. Hey, what's that on your lapel?
That's my medal. They gave me a medal for catching that spy.
How about that? A medal, no less. I must say I missed a big lug. And life down at the rank wasn't the same without him. Though I am very pleased that the army found out its mistake before they drafted him over to Vietnam. Who knows what might have happened. Well, so long, guys and dolls. If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.